I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This week, the Shawnee Theater opens their production of John Cariani's comedy Almost Maine, with performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the afternoon. Our guest is Ben Goujon, who's the director for the show. Ben, thanks very much for joining us. You're no stranger to Bloomington audiences, for whom you directed Symphony for Three, and also you appeared in Ms. Witherspoon, but perhaps for some of our listeners you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about yourself as a director.
This is my first production directing at the Shawnee. I was an actor there last summer, and so have kind of moved up the rungs a bit. I've directed before in graduate school in Illinois and in Michigan, where I was an assistant artistic director at the Whole Art Theater.
Now, Almost Maine is an interesting story. It's got a small cast, at the same time, a large number of stories.
Yeah. What it is, everything takes place on one kind of magical night in the middle of the potato fields of northern Maine. It's not the typical Maine scenario we think of the lobster men and the thick, that's wicked cold accent kind of thing, but a simpler area of Maine. And these nine different vignettes all take place on one night, involving 18 different characters, played by just six actors. So our actors will be running around frantically, changing costumes and things. Everything happens on a night where there is an appearance of the Aurora Borealis, and that sparks kind of a magical occurrence where people fall in and out of love and experience second chances and changes of hearts, all brought on by this beautiful natural phenomenon.
We're talking with director Ben Goujon about Almost Maine. Almost is the name of the town, by the way. It's a comedy, and at the same time with a little depth, as these various characters appear and disappear and move in and out of costume on what I'm told is supposed to be an incredibly cold night, which could be kind of refreshing this summer.
Yes. And a lot of the scenes take place outdoors. We're hoping to do some things in the theater scenically that will kind of bring that refreshing feel to the audience within our humid Indiana summer. So,
now, you've mentioned that there's love, that there's romance, that your actors are playing a variety of parts. Tell us one or two of the stories.
As I mentioned, there's a kind of a magic that happens with the Northern Lights. And so the scenes themselves are magic realism, if you will. So everything doesn't seem to be quite real. There is one story where a woman has literally broken her heart. Her heart stopped. They went in to do surgery and found her heart had turned into slate and smashed into dozens of pieces. And she meets a repairman, funnily enough, and it's about their attempt to mend her broken heart, both literally and figuratively. There's another story of two men who have been fishing, hunting buddies for years. It's a really interesting twist on the stereotype we would think of two northern Maine fishing and hunting guys.
We've been talking with the director, Ben Goujon, about the play Almost Maine. It's by John Cariani, a romantic comedy that opens this week at the Shawnee Theater. Plays July 24th, 25th, 26th, and then the 27th in a matinee at the theater in Bloomfield. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.